You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, so we're going to wrap up what we were talking about in the last half of the second hour, and that is walking down memory lane, looking back on my campaign. You're probably thinking, well, why are we talking about this tonight? There's a lot of stuff we could be talking about. Why are we talking about it? I'm going to make the point in just a second, so just bear with me. There is a point coming up.
Well, it tells who we are, James.
Well, above and beyond that, Eddie, you're absolutely right. Above and beyond sharing with you stories from the heart that make us more personable, and we like having that intimate relationship with our audience. We certainly do.
And you know, James, it shows we're not just fly by the night. We hadn't been here 10 seconds. We've been here for the long haul, and we will be here for the long haul till God calls us home.
Oh, that's
we're never going to back down from our principles. Never, ever, ever. That's our promise to you.
10 years on the radio, longer than that. We've been fighting, by other venues. And I would say, too, 20%. To win 20% in Europe, you would have a seat in Parliament.
We had a Parliament.
This winner-take-all nonsense we've got over here. Going back to the campaign, though, that I ran in 2002, which without that experience, we would have never been here. You just don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. So it ties in, of course, to tonight's broadcast, because we wouldn't have been a number one broadcast or tonight's broadcast or any in between. Had it not been for that campaign, and I'll never forget that year, what a magical year, working with my father, my mother, my grandmother, my pastor, my then-girlfriend, who is now my wife, and some of the friends I'd met working for Pat. To win that office, it started April 6, 2002. We've got that speech that Eddie mentioned in the last hour, even a picture of me and what I looked like in 2002.
Yeah.
I had hair.
Sure did. A thick, thick hairdo.
Well, I wouldn't say it's thick, but
it looked thick to me.
Well, it's thicker than
of course,
it is now.
I'm biased.
But we all know how it played out. I was defeated. The bitter sting of that defeat as I watched the returns that night, I can still feel that if I allow myself to think about it. But
God, it was
to this day, running that campaign was one of the most profound memories of my life, and it provided me with the building blocks in a world of experience that would prove useful to me in future endeavors. I was molded and tempered by that broken road, and I lost that election, but won this radio show as a result of the name recognition that I had earned in the community. We made history in that campaign, just not in the way that I could have predicted at that time, and I'll share with you just a couple of quick stories from that campaign before I wrap this up and we move on to the next thing. I'm going to let you – you want to do it right now, Eddie?
I want to chime in just for a second. James, son, don't get discouraged because I'm going to read something to y'all. Don't get discouraged just because we lost that race. I'm going to go to Romans 8. Hey, I'm always connected to Scripture.
It was good that we lost that race or we would not. You see,
this is
the thing that we talk about, God's providence. I believe that I ended up exactly where I was meant to be. If I had won that, office, which obviously now looking back, a 21-year-old independent running against the Speaker of the House, it was a fantasy. But if I had won it, there would have never been a political cesspool.
And it says right here, James, listen, I'm Scripture all the way, just like Sam, just like you, James. I'm going to read from you from 8:28, Romans 8:28. Most of you people probably know it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And that's why we did not win that race. If we'd have won that race, we'd have never had this radio station.
Well, that's right. If we hadn't have run it, we wouldn't have been here. And I can remember coming back to my campaign headquarters. I was out there every day, folks. You know how hot it gets in Memphis. I was out there every day, morning. I was doing two-a-days, like they say in sports. I did it in the morning. I did it in the afternoon. And I knocked on every registered voter's door in the district. I came back to my campaign headquarters to check the messages one night, and there was a note stuck in between the door, a handwritten note from a guy named Eddie Miller, who before that I'd never heard from before. And do you remember what that note said, Eddie? I know basically it just said you wanted to support me, you were going to vote for me, but now my campaign headquarters was within walking distance of Eddie's house. This is how we met, because I called him back to thank him for his support.
Well, it's been a long time ago, but I can tell you, basically, I can pretty much tell you what it said, knowing what I know. I knew Trey Hargett. I knew his dad. I knew they were the prototype politicians, totally anti. If you read James' speech, he says he's not a politician. He was going to be a statesman, and that is true. There's a lot of difference between a statesman and a politician. Trey Hargett and his dad, they're politicians. They will do anything. There's nothing they won't do to maintain their office, their position, their power, their money, etc. And so I knew Trey Hargett's dad to be kind of a shady and kind of a – he was a liar, just like Trey's a liar. I knew that for a fact. I could go into it to tell you some examples that I caught them in lies, but I don't have the time. And I liked James's platform. I knew he was young. I love his fire. I love his honesty. I could tell by the man. I didn't know him at the time, so I called him the man. I could tell by the fire in the young man. He didn't know defeat. He would not accept defeat. He was stood firmly on the gospel of Jesus Christ. He stood firmly on the Constitution of the state of Tennessee. He was rejecting all the cronyism of politics. He was rejecting all this pseudo, you know, political correctness, let's get along crap with the racists. He was rejecting consolidation of the schools. Everything he said, reducing taxes in the state of Tennessee.
That was our biggest thing. Biggest, but you know, you got to understand.
I loved it.
The platform that I ran on wasn't the signature issues of the political cesspool.
It's not conducive. I trusted James. I knew Trey Hargett and his dad to be untrustworthy.
We ran on taxes.
He fired me up.
Lowering taxes, no income tax. Tennessee still doesn't have an income tax, but Trey Hargett voted for the largest sales tax increase in the history of the state of Tennessee. That's why we ran. Local control of schools was a big issue for us. Tin care reform. Lottery had not yet been implemented in Tennessee. These were some of the issues that motivated us, and you can read it all in our speech that I put on the website, the speech that I gave. But you know, I can remember, though, talking about building blocks. Yeah, so this guy, and Trey Hargett ran as a conservative Christian too, don't you know?
Yeah, don't you know? They all do.
He was spreading rumor. You know, we heard from – I'm knocking on the door of every house in the district, so I'm hearing things. A lot of people really liked what we had to say. Let me put up a yard sign on the spot. But some people would be combative. They said, wait, I heard that you were raping some girl that went to school. You know, he's talking about my girlfriend. I'm raping her.
These are
the things that were coming out of the other camp. My God, I was a 20-year-old kid running against the Speaker of the House. I was an independent. We got to spend $100,000. He spent $100,000 on a seat that paid $16. I mean, so why? But then I started hearing that I was a racist. Now, you got to keep in mind, at 20 years old, 21 years old,
that's
I was still evolving on some of these issues. I had good foundations, but I had not yet become the James Edwards that you know. But they called me a racist. That rumor was being started by Trey Hart. I was a racist because I'd worked for Pat Buchanan. Well, and I began to think, I said, well, you know, if I'm this word really must not mean much. If that's all that qualifies me as a racist is because I want English to be the official language of Tennessee. I want only legal residents of Tennessee to get driver's license. I work for Pat Buchanan. Hey, if these are the things that qualify me as a racist, you see what I'm talking about, folks? You see what I'm getting at? These are the building blocks that I've picked up through life that when the time came to build the political cesspool, I had the tools that I needed. Even one of Hargett's campaign advisors came over, called me after the race, and we're going to get to a caller right after this from Tennessee, but even one of Trey Hargett's top advisors called me after the race, and we've been friends ever since. He donates to the political cesspool.
You know, I want to talk about Trey the Liehard just for a second when we come back. When I got in Trey's face, he's calling Trey
the Liehard. We're still working up to the point that we brought all this up. It's coming in the next segment.
It will come.
It's been 45 minutes coming.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Okay, so for the better part of two or three segments now, we've been having these personal reflections. It's all going to come to a head this segment, and then we're going to move on to some other topics before we run out of time tonight. But before we do any of that, we're going to get to a gentleman who's been waiting with us for quite a few minutes to get on the line. That's Patriot from Tennessee. Patriot from Tennessee.
Hello, James.
Hello. Hello.
Patriot. It's wonderful to talk to you, but don't you know that's a politically incorrect title now, young man? Being a patriot is out now. You're supposed to be like, what do they call that? A transgender or something like that.
I guess you could just call me conformist.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe we could call you I forgot that term they were using on the transgender the other day, but let me shut up and let the patriot talk.
We'll accept the patriot. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, James, I'm very interested in your past election run. I'd like to throw out a challenge to all the listeners, especially in the state of Tennessee. I've called in the Rush Limbaugh show before, got to speak with Mr. Snerdly. They wouldn't let me on the air. I called here, got to speak with Mr. Sam Bushman, which I had the highest respect for, and got to meet him last year. That was an honor.
All right, and, sure. Amen to that.
And let me just say that, James, I'm going to call you out here. You need to run for another office in the state of Tennessee, and I guarantee you we'll get some billboards up from Memphis all the way to Knoxville. And I'll hang up now, and I'll do everything I can to help you get there. And I appreciate everything y'all do.
Hey, Patriot, don't hang up yet. Let me talk to the Patriot. Patriot, how could we get James elected? I know it takes a tremendous amount of money. And listen, you call me a dreamer, Patriot, but I want to go for nothing less than United States Congress. You're talking about Bill.
Okay, well, you've got to get outside of Shelby County, outside of the Memphis area, because it's all bought and paid for. I believe there's enough people within the state of Tennessee that are like-minded, that are ready for a change.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we certainly have a network of support here now after 10 years on the radio that we would have, you know, didn't have when I was 20. But it is a major undertaking. I still am exhausted from that campaign. I've never recovered because we ran to win. You know, we didn't run in protest. We didn't run to make a statement. And we certainly didn't run like so many independents do just to get your name on the ballot for a laugh. We ran to win, and we fought. Let me tell you this. I was out. I remember this. The night before the election, I was out all – I never went to bed. I was out at 2 in the morning putting stuff on people's doors. I guess that probably was creepy or maybe even illegal, but I was up I never did go to bed. I started the morning before the election, went all the way through the night putting stuff on people's doors, worked the polls all day, then went home and got beat by 60
That's
points.
That's the James Edwards I know. James, let me tell you, Patriot, James, I've been knowing James a long time. And he will wear you out. I mean, I'm in good shape, but James will wear you out. I mean, he doesn't know quit. He doesn't know tire. He won't even eat. So if he – what he's talking about.
I don't have the vigor that Sam Bushman has, but I'll tell you what I do have is I am very obsessive about something that I'm passionate about.
No kidding.
I have an obsessive compulsive personality in a good way that's channeled properly, I think, when it comes to my family, my faith, and certainly this cause that we believe in. And we look for ways to apply ourselves. Thank you so much for the call, Patriot. We love you.
We love Patriot.
Here's the point, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Well, you're welcome.
So welcome.
The point is this. How do we know what's going to bear fruit and what's not? I lost that race. We started the show. Look at all that has happened. Eddie, when you left that note on my door of the campaign headquarters back in 2002, did you ever think that we'd be on the radio for 10 years together and all the headlines and denounced by the United States Congress and have all these people care about what we have to say? Listen, none of it would have happened if it weren't for the steps that we had taken before. And I'll even go further than that. If it really started at birth, I guess you could say, me being born to a Southern Christian family, going to a private Christian academy until ninth grade. But when it really started for me was when I started homeschooling, and I homeschooled 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. And I still remember, you know, we got done with our studies early. My friends from school were still there. I started watching Crossfire. If I had not started homeschooling, I would have never had the time on my hands to just watch TV in the afternoon. I turned on and started watching Pat Buchanan on Crossfire. I liked what he had to say. That led me to get involved with his campaign. That led me to want to continue the fight via my own campaign. That led me into radio. And the rest is history. So here is the point that we've been getting at for a long time. Who is to say that the next great hero of our people is not listening to the political cesspool tonight? Who is to say that the next great leader of our people has not been listening to the political cesspool the way that I tuned into Pat Buchanan that day, which was the start of this whole journey, you know, 15 years ago? Who's to say? That's the point. That's the point. We just don't know what's going to bear fruit, what's going to pan out, what's going to, you know, grow roots above and beyond anything we could have imagined, because certainly I never thought that any of this would have led to anything. When working for Pat Buchanan, I mean, that was a lark. I mean, that was fun. I believed in it, but I never thought it would lead into radio. You left that note on my door, Eddie. Did you think you'd be here?
I never thought
it
would.
That's the point.
And, you know, that's the point you just brought up then. I'll have to admit, I didn't think of that. I certainly didn't. But
there may be somebody out there that we've had some small role in motivating that will go on to do greater things than I could ever do myself.
It could be the Patriot's son. You know, who knows? It could.
Hey, listen, my career is far from over. I hope to be doing this radio show on this network until for as long as Sam Bushman and I are alive. I hope we're working together. Who's to say? We don't know. Maybe I will run again one day. I just can't see into the future. But that's what's exciting about this whole thing. That's what's exciting is that who would have ever thought that me tuning into Pat Buchanan on Crossfire one day 15, 16 years ago would have led to everything the political cesspool has accomplished in the last 10 years. But it was directly related to that day when I turned on the TV. And that's a fact. that leads you to being able to invest some sort of a hope in a dream. You just don't know, folks. And that's why the people who contribute to this show are so important, because, you know, we can look at what we've accomplished that is real and tangible that we can point to and say, hey, look at all we've done as a result of your contributions. Look at all the news. You know, look at how many people we're reaching. We can point to that. But what's so exciting is what we'll never know, the influence and impact we're having on people that will go out and do things that perhaps will never publicly give us credit for that. That, you know, listen, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. You never know how big it's going to get. And just looking back on all this, and I was prompted to look back on all this as a result of Gordon Baum's death, looking back on my own life, it's really, really exciting to think along those lines.
I think this is one of the most important segments we've ever had, because the point you made is great. The point you've made is that I hope it stimulates the audience to know to never, ever be defeatist. Do not even think of defeatism mode. Always know that you never know what's over the next hill. Nothing is impossible. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, and I know Sam Bush will agree with me. Now do you know why the powers that be do not want homeschooling around? Why they want to crush homeschooling? Because it creates independent
thinking. Hey, if I had not been taken out, even I went to a great private Christian school, a Christian school, but if it wasn't for homeschooling, I would have never tuned into Buchanan, never run for office, never. Sorry. Hey, there's no doubt about it. There is a line and a broken road that has led me from birth to here, and without each step along the way, it wouldn't have worked out. The destination wouldn't have been here.
We gotta, I hope they don't miss this point.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So we took 45 minutes to make that point, and the point was, don't get discouraged, don't lose hope. Things that you think you really want at the time may not work out the way you had hoped in that moment, because something far greater is in your future. And I would dare say that we have had a far greater impact on our cause and for the benefit of our people through this radio program than I would have ever had as a single member of the state legislature of Tennessee had I been elected. And so that was what I contribute as God's providence. But here's the thing, folks. None of us, you know, talking about Gordon's passing, none of us are going to be here forever. It's about what we do with the time we've got and who we inspire and who we motivate to stand up and begin to apply themselves in their own ways with what venues they have available. Now, I am hoping that the political cesspool will be on the air until I die. I hope I live to be as long as Gordon. If I live to be 75, that's another 40 years, and think of what we can do with that. We've been on the air for 10 years, and my goodness, there's a huge autobiography in there already just with the accomplishments that we have put forth. But unless we get run off the road and killed by a deer or something drastic happens, we're going to be here for a long time. The only thing that I can realistically think about that would see our run on the airwaves end prematurely is if the financial support of our audience dries up. And we are halfway through now the first quarter fundraising drive of 2015, and we are about 30% to the goal of what we need to bring in to be self-sustaining. We are 30% of the way to meeting our operating budget, and we're halfway through the first quarter fundraising drive. So we have got to make about 70% of our ground up in the next 2 weeks. And so, you know, folks, I've donated twice to the show this month. I don't ask you to do something that we don't do. We've got some great incentives coming up. Confederate History Month is coming up in April, but we have got to we've got to do a little more than what we've done so far. And I want to thank everybody who's contributed so far. Our two biggest contributions in the last 2 weeks have come from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Collinwood, Tennessee. We'll talk more about that.
Collinwood.
Next week.
I think I knew who that was.
But yeah, you do.
Yes.
But you know, and we've gotten so many letters. A lot of people have contributed across the country and around the world, from all of these different places, and our audience continues to grow, but we still have a long way to go. And so if you've not yet contributed, I ask you to do so tonight. You know, if you contribute $100 or more, you're going to get Rebel Wisdom, which contains quotes from famous and not so well-known Confederates. It's going to be the perfect accompanying item to help you understand our Confederate History Month series a little bit better. But I went to the Memphis Zoo recently with my daughter, and I think I've shared this with you before, and I'm going to toss it back to Eddie after I say this. But there is this monument in the zoo in this exhibit called the Northwest Passage. That's where they have the polar bears and the seals and things like that, to Chief Seattle, an Indian, obviously. Seattle, Washington was named after him. Chief Seattle. They raised several million dollars to build this plaza in honor of Chief Seattle at the Memphis Zoo. One zoo, one exhibit, millions of dollars. And it has the names of the people in Memphis that have given, and it's got the people who donated zero to $1,000, $1,000 to $5,000. It goes all the way up to people who donated, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to build this shrine to Chief Seattle.
In Memphis?
In Memphis. Go look at it. Go to the Northwest Passage exhibit at the Memphis Zoo. Go look at it. And they, I mean, millions of dollars, folks, for this little area. at the Memphis Zoo. Go look at it. Anybody in Memphis that's listening locally can go check it out. All right, so I'm thinking, okay, well, we know how important Chief Seattle was and everything, but
I never heard of him.
He was an Indian. He was an Indian. And so, you know, we know that he's great and everything, but, you know, how about, I don't want $1 million, but I want enough to keep the show on the air. That's all we're asking for. And we donate to the show. Each of us do. We don't ask. We need your support, folks. And we had a really robust response to the appeal about the first week of the month. But these last couple of days have been concerning. So we're not telling you. We're asking you. We need it. Nothing would excite our enemies more than to see us go off the air because of lack of funding. We don't think that's going to happen for 10 years, four times a year. You've always met our needs, and we love you for it. But I hope, in a long story short, that what we shared earlier, that you never know how big the impact that you have, that we're having, has encouraged you a little bit. Because, folks, let me tell you something. We're not here without you. Everybody in that chat room tonight, everybody who contributes, everybody that listens, each and every one of you share in every success that I have ever had in my life. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
And, you know, before I forget, James, I want to ask the people in the chat room, if you will send in, let us know if you like this type of show format. Me and James talk about that. I'm having a
they
ball.
They are saying
James
they do. Yes.
Great. I'm glad they do. Well, listen, before I get into my speech here, I want you people sometime tonight, I want you to go to Ephesians 6th chapter, 12th verse, and you will know why me and James, especially with why James struggles so hard. But also, I'd like to send a shout-out to Sam Bushman, too, because without Sam Bushman, there would be no Political Cesspool. And
I
just can't say enough about Sam.
It's funny, because I left a long – I won't go into the details, but I called Sam this week. I thank him all the time. But if every one of you thanked him every day, it wouldn't be enough.
It surely wouldn't. I wish we could thank him with some money.
You had something on your mind before the commercial
break.
Yes, I did.
You know, James, I told James, I think he made one of the most significant points tonight that's ever been made on this show. As long as we maintain our faith in God, as long as we try to honor God and try to obey God to the best of our ability, He's going to reward us. We may not be able to see it. We probably won't be able to see it at the time. James just went into 45 minutes talking about how we came to this show. But I'm going to tell you what, people. I've got a little bit of what Keith Alexander calls the alpha male. I'm not for sure what he means about that. But let me tell you what. I don't move off the road for nobody. I don't
except
play second fiddle to nobody except a deer. I don't play second fiddle to anybody. I hope it's not too egotistical. I have a little aggression in me. I'll say no one is my superior. Very few my equal. I got to say this though. When I see greatness, I've got to point it out. This man right here I'm in the studio with, he's one of the very few people that I tip my hat to, and of course, Sam Bushman. But we have a born leader right here, and I don't know altogether. There's some intangibles that go into making a born leader, and the reason I don't know what they are, that's why they call them intangibles. We can't see it, smell it, taste it. We can't put our finger on it and say that what he does have. And I'm speaking about James Edwards, my spirit son. What he does have, he has integrity. He has honesty. He's the most loyal guy I've ever known. He's too big-hearted. He puts up with people that I wouldn't put up with for 3 seconds. Thank God he controls things, not me. But he's never says die. He sacrificed it all. I'm telling you flat out, and I love James. And I don't get paid for this. I really don't. It costs me money to come out to the show. But James Edwards, got about to cry here, James. He has more integrity and honesty and loving kindness in him than anybody I know. I just wish to God there was some way we could get him into political office. The Patriot called in earlier today, just, a few minutes ago, and said the same thing I was thinking. He was reading my mind. James is a born leader. I've been around people all my life. I'll be 68 years old April the 6th. I train with some of the greatest people in the world, some of the finest runners in the United States, and tough as nails, you know, just super honest, loyal people. I know nobody like James Edwards. He's a unique individual. I love him to death. I hope you people appreciate what you got in James. I've got my charisma. I've got my personality. People love me. Same with Keith. Keith is like, you know, he's got a photographic memory. Winston can, no one can write like Winston Smith. I know of nobody. He's an intellectual giant. Nobody can run this show like Sam Bushman.
And you look at all the ways that these separate pieces have come together.
Yeah, but James,
we all came together through different ways and by meeting people, and you know, and you put it in a blender, and out comes the show every Saturday night. And to have an entity like this that you can bank on, that you and I appreciate everything you said.
Sure, God knows. I would pray to God we could.
We did not intend to spend this hour really talking about this, but when you get started in radio, sometimes you just keep going. But hey, listen, we all share in this. Everything, folks. You're a part of it. We're a part of it. We're a team.
None of us could run the show like you do, John James. I mean, Keith couldn't do it. Winston couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
It's a team effort. But thank you.
We need you in politics, young man.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to change gears. Don't miss the next
segment. I
want to
be the chauffeur.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I appreciate everything Eddie said about me. Let me tell you, Eddie, I've got a mutual respect for Eddie that I could be equally verbose about, but I'll tell you, he got after my opponent in that race and
got in his face, son.
Absolutely. And it would listen, it was a contentious campaign. We're not going to talk about that anymore, but I do want to say this in sharing personal stories, you learned a little bit about some of my past. We've got a caller we got to get to in just a second. I had intended to spend the whole hour talking about two things, none of which, or neither of which, we have gotten to at all yet. But, Eddie, you know, recently there's been this big brouhaha in the press about the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. And as you said, hey, they're going to give all that press to that incident. What about Bloody Every Day? And that was the life that you had to suffer through on the mean streets of South Memphis after integration. And you've talked about this in the past, but mention it very quickly, how watching the press fawn over Bloody Sunday and treating those people as martyrs versus the forgotten people like you.
Absolutely. And I thank you, James. And I made mention of this, James, back on Wednesday when we was over here eating together. We have a sitting president of the United States that lowers himself to a barroom bouncer coming down to Selma, Alabama, which is like looks like a bombed out Hiroshima after 1945. He's coming down there to get in the street to wallow in the mire like a common thug. He's supposed to be the president of the United States. He's down there to stir up racial strife, to try to split the country. Who wants to talk about Bloody Sunday? Well, let me tell you something about Bloody Every Day. I don't know how bloody it was in Selma on the Bloody Sunday prez, but I'm going to tell you what. It was bloody every stinking day in South Memphis when I grew up, and I was like outnumbered 9.5, 10 to 1, but it was like 5% white in the ghetto that I grew up in, and I had to take a different route to school every stinking day and a different route from school every stinking day, and I had to sleep with a 1902 model government issue 38 special under my pillow and a sweet 16 Browning by my side in a part hound, part bulldog in my house just to survive. I couldn't even get out on my porch because of your precious discriminated against blacks because they've been abused so bad because of those poor angels. They hated me from the time I was 11 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old. I couldn't even go outside and play because they would try to kill me. They tried to kill me on the way from home from school. Bloody Monday, Bloody Tuesday, Bloody Wednesday, all the way through Sunday.
And you see it
every stinking day.
And the reason that happened, folks, was because the media whipped them all up into a frenzy. Now, obviously, you're dealing with low IQ and poor impulse control people to begin with that are prone to violence in many cases in that community. Not all, obviously, but then the media had whipped them up with an anti. They just got them drunk, as Sean Bergen said, and I believe this is a perfectly stated. He said they weaponized racism and they turned it against the whites, and you just put the worst aspects of that community and you just made them drunk on hate. And this was, and there was so many countless examples of people like Eddie who had to suffer through that, and it still is happening today. The rapes, the murders every day in this country that go completely brushed under the rug. And so Bloody Sunday, Eddie lived through and survived real racial hatred and real racial violence.
It was horrible. I think it was worse in Vietnam in some ways, James. I remember the first time I saw my friend, the after effects of when the gang jumped him, a gang of blacks, these poor abused blacks to discriminate against, beat him with a chain, stomped his ribs so bad, blood all over the sidewalk. I remember that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm getting ready to go back on one of my favorite subjects, the stinking churches. I just left my church.
Before we get that, let's get to Tyler, because that's a separate issue, somewhat. Tyler, you're on the air.
Hey, James and Eddie, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Hey, I called you all, I think it was like 4 weeks ago, regarding a Tim Wise protest in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yes, I do, and I believe I read that it has just taken place.
It took place on Wednesday, and it was a beautiful event, James. I know I have limited time here, so I'll try to give you the abbreviated version of it. There were 15 Please. Of us. There were 50 of the Marxist thugs and homosexuals. They threw everything at us but the kitchen sink, literally. We had all our banners there. We stood tall. We didn't back down at all. They followed us out after the protest. They started a violent street attack against us at three occasions en route to go back to our van. Okay? Well, I know we got limited time here, so here's what I'm going to try to get at. This is the point that I really wanted to make, and then if we have a minute or so, I'll get back to the original story, because it is a good story. I wish we had more time, right? But the main thing of what I wanted to say here is Tim Wise is going to be speaking at three or four more colleges in the South over the course of the next month, okay? And I want to list it on air so all of your proud listeners can know where he's going to be and hopefully join other Patriots protesting Tim Wise in these locations.
Tyler, let me add, here's what I'd like for you to do, if it's okay. Because you called about this before, and I had intended to post all of this to my website. The thing is, see, people don't know the attacks that we have to suffer every day, not like Eddie did when he was growing up, but people are always assaulting the politicalcesspool.org, and so we had lost a lot of emails, and we had to reboot things. And if you could email that to me, and I would like for you to call in for a dedicated segment next week, if you can do that, to where you are a featured guest, you can break this down to us in a more formal fashion.
Okay.
Because time is just so limited right now. If you'd be willing to do that,
I'd say this. I mean, I might be able to do it. Could it also possibly either be Matt Heimbach or Matt Parrott? I know they'd be willing to do it too.
Anyone from your organization? See, we're talking about black-on-white violence. Now, this is a guy, Tim Wise, who I believe is half white, half Jewish, and he glorifies, you know, fantasizes about the day when all the whites will be dead. Yeah, but this is a guy that's going on lavishly paid speaking tours to proselytize this sort of a message. Yeah, get us in touch with whomever, Tyler, and we'll put him on next week.
I will do this. I know you only got a minute here. Let me just say this real quick before. Sure. It may be me or maybe one of the two Matts. I don't know. I'll see if I can get on next weekend. But anyway, let me say this real quick. Charlotte, North Carolina, he will be there March the 25th. I believe that's a Wednesday. He'll be in Huntsville, Alabama on Monday, March the 30th. New Orleans on April the 7th. I can't tell you what day of the week that is. Fayetteville, Arkansas, April 17th and 18th. And you know, James, we have friends in Harrison, Arkansas, our mutual friends out there. I'm pretty sure they're going to protest them there. I know that some of the League of the South people are going to protest them in Charlotte, North Carolina. In fact, I'm tempted to drive down there too. It's about 7 hours for me, but I might do it. All right? So that's
go.
Glorious, the feeling it is to protest this SOB. You have no idea how exhilarating it is. And even after they throw everything at you but the kitchen sink to want to do it again, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And I encourage all of your listeners to do this. The left always takes the street chains. You know that. People on the right-hand side of the political aisle just sit back and let it happen.
That's right.
Just personally gripe about it. We need to get out in the streets and reclaim our
streets. Amen.
All right.
And I appreciate those who are going out there and fighting against this anti-white, anti-Christian hatred.
Appreciate
and
the call.
Tim Wise should be confronted in a public way. Now, Eddie.
I'm going to take off right now because I know we're running out of time.
But basically, you've left your church, but of course have not renounced your faith in Christ.
That's
Give
right.
Give us the teaser
That's
on
right.
that, and we'll pick this up next
the
week.
The reason I left my church is because I am a Christian. But listen, before I forget, I want you people to go and read the second chapter of Romans. It will tie in perfectly what I'm talking about. Listen, just like I have a president that does not represent me because I'm not a black thug, I don't have a church that represents me nowadays because, you know, our churches too. When I was in this hellhole in South Memphis, just like I don't have a president that cared about me, I didn't have one stinking preacher to come check on me to see if I had food, which I didn't have most of the time, to see if I need medical care, which I did a lot of times, I didn't need it. Well, we have a church now that's just wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth. They fly thousands of miles across the Atlantic to go and evangelize in Africa. We talked about this. They worry constantly about the blacks of the world, the blacks in this country right here. They don't give a damn about their own people in this country right here if they're white. I'm so sick and tired of that. I'm so sick and tired of the Judeo-Christian mentality, like Pastor Pete Peterson used to call. He said it was like Judeo-Christianity was like saying somebody was a virgin whore. That's so true. I'm tired of worshiping Israel. I'm tired of worshiping the Jews. Read your Bible. Just go to Galatians, but it's all through the Testament. I'm tired of that crap. I'm tired of hearing about how we hate the Muslims. We hate the Muslims. The Muslims have done 1% of what the Jews have done to this country. I'm sick of that crap. I'm tired of the war hawks that have never seen battle. That's the people that have never been in battle. The people never have to fight.
And this
They're
is
always
the
ones that want to bomb. All
we really
damn
needed more
for
time
for Israel. They'll make the world safe for Israel. To hell with Israel. I'm for the United States of America. If God wants to save Israel, he'll save Israel. He doesn't need our vote. I wouldn't take one hair off my grandson's head to save a sandbox over there in the Mideast.
This is the thing, though. We really needed more time to cultivate this, and I'd intended to spend two segments at least talking about what had gone on at your church. I love the line, you left the church because you're a Christian.
That's right.
There's some truth.
No true Christians should stay there because, you know
but
what?
But all of these people at the church who know that the government's corrupt, that knows the government is anti-Christian, they are their biggest cheerleaders when it comes to
the church is anti-Christian
wars,
most of the time.
And folks will pick up there next week. Folks, wish we had more time.
We need more time.
Daily Ken. Stay tuned for Daily Ken. We're going to talk more about what happened at Eddie's church next week. Love y'all.